You know, how forceful are they going to be? It's gonna vary with every person that knocks on the door. It just is. Gentlemen, Jim, I know we've been talking a lot about the Garth Brooks concert coming up tomorrow. But I know there's some street closures. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Can we just, in like 2.5 minutes, give me the bare knuckles? What is this going to be about tomorrow night? When's it going to start and all of that?
The whole thing, it starts around 5 o'clock when they start opening up for the concert later on in the evening. But a lot of people are going to be parking at the MGM Resort's garages, which are in close proximity to the stadium. The Mandalay Bay, Delano, Luxor, and Excalibur, all within a comfortable walking distance from those garages. And you're going to be paying for it somewhere between $65 and $75. And once you're there, you can take that short walk on Hacienda and take the bridge over to the stadium. So basically, it's maybe a 10-12 minute walk for a lot of people to go from there. Now, they are going to have places where you could go and get dropped off by Uber or Lyft or the ride hailing places. You can be picked up at Valley View in Reno and Century Park Drive and Quail. So those are just some of the options. Now, if you do indeed want to maybe get through the whole thing without a lot of trouble, maybe you want to take the bus or whatever. But if you want to go past the stadium, I've got it here. The stadium itself is going to be closing down the area. It's going to be one-way traffic. Thousands of people are going to be traveling those roads. So Polaris Avenue, which is on the west side of Allegiant Stadium, they will allow northbound traffic only. And on the other side, Dean Martin Drive will handle the southbound traffic. So you can kind of double up and go in one direction. So temporary one-way traffic at those locations. Polaris is going to be running northbound, while Dean Martin Drive will be running southbound. So keep that in mind if you're trying to negotiate with 50,000 other people.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And guess who's going to be there? Our buddy, our pal, our best friend, Mark Hutchison. He'll be calling in any time now. I just know that. I got an extra ticket for you.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, would that be wild. Anyway, stick around. More to do. Oh, coming up, Chris Walker, the Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. What's the challenge ahead in 2022 at the midterms? We'll talk about that with Chris Walker. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams right here, a lot of congestion on the 15 as we speak. With reduced speeds, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour, mainly between Hacienda and Charleston on Interstate 15. Lane restrictions with delays. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho as you enter the Spaghetti Bowl, and 515 westbound at Eastern, as only two lanes are available between Main and Eastern there on the 515. Some people still call it U.S. 95, but it is the 515 as well. Multiple names. And look for overnight road work on Interstate 11 North at College Drive. Those on and off ramps close tonight at 7 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The U.S. Olympic team continuing to train in Las Vegas, but select team members Emmanuel Quickley of the Knicks and Miles Bridges and P.J. Washington of the Charlotte Hornets, they are out of training camp as a result of COVID-19. Those players are part of the USA select team as they are working against the USA national team that will go to Tokyo to participate in the Olympics. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they've won 4 of 5 and 9 of their last 11. They are in action this evening as they take on Minnesota.
The Aces go into tonight's game with a record of 14-5.
This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to Chris Walker, the Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. In fact, let's begin with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
Hey, Carl was saying if they come to his door, he's going to welcome them in with open arms for the jab, you know? And the funny thing is, all you people that are welcoming in these people and letting them give you the jab in the arm, you're basically signing up for a chemical lobotomy. Isn't that great? You know, because how come Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca still haven't disclosed what is really inside that chemical makeup in the vaccine jab? It is not a vaccine. It is an experimental jab. And what I've found out what's in it, to my amazement, it's graphene oxide. Makes up 99% of that chemical makeup of the Pfizer jab. The other 1% is the mRNA, which is the spike protein, which is running through rampant through people's bodies now. So right now, graphene oxide is known to kill anything that it's tested on.
Nobody that I know of has died. In fact, very few people nationwide have died from the vaccine. They said the efficacy
directly from the vaccine. 7,000, over 470,000 have adverse effects from the vaccine. You can look that up, and if the stats are out there, and if you really want to go see what's happening, go on Facebook and sign up for COVID-19 vaccine victims and families. You'll see the true picture of what's out there.
There you go.
The government is squashing it.
There you go. Brady, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I had a chance to visit with Chris Walker earlier, Director of Regional Communications for the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and I mentioned that you know, we started last night giving away $5 million for folks that are getting vaccinated. I didn't win anything last night. Maybe I'll win this coming Thursday. We'll find out. But I told him that Nevada is giving away millions of dollars. Should we be doing that?
No, obviously we shouldn't be, you know, spending a bunch of taxpayer money on something where everybody kind of knows they can get it for free already. You know, there's an obvious effort here for the Biden administration to continue to, one, kind of stoke fires of the pandemic that everyone has kind of, you know, realizes that we're kind of on the tail end of if they haven't moved on already. And secondly, the people who are vaccinated don't need to worry because they're vaccinated. So, you know, there's this kind of continued narrative that somehow if you're not vaccinated, you know, or if you are vaccinated, you still need to worry. That's the whole point of getting the vaccination. So we're seeing a lot of scare tactics from the administration. That's what they've always been doing, whether it's squandering the economic recovery or anything else. They're just obviously failing to meet the moment that they were, you know, that they told people that they were ready for.
I want to take you to the news of the day. In the news of the day, the President of the United States had a news conference at which he signed an executive order for competition, to improve competition in our workplace and in our nation. The former president, Donald J. Trump, announced a class action lawsuit against tech giants Twitter, Facebook, and Google, both that seem to be attacking the same general area. But the president went so far today trying to ban the non-compete clauses and all kinds of stuff. They want to get the government into our businesses and let the government essentially run our businesses. Is that the way to do it?
Of course not. I mean, I've never met a Democrat who's in favor of competition. That's why you see them trying to pass S1, which would be an effort to try to, you know, permanently allow them to run elections from Washington rather than states being in charge of it, where they have to compete in the marketplace of ideas. You know, they want a centrally planned, poorly run government running everything rather than business in the marketplace deciding. You know, basically, bottom line, Democrats want to make decisions for you instead of you making your own decisions. And so, you know, the idea that Democrats are anything but anti-competitive is just farcical.
Again, Chris Walker joining us, the RNC Director of Regional Communications. And I want to ask you, because here in Las Vegas, we are monitoring what is an unemployment rate of somewhere around 7.8%. A lot of people believe that the economy is coming back. We have people coming down to the Strip, coming to, you know, reopening some of the Cirque shows. Can you talk a little bit from your perspective what you're seeing in the economy, in particular latest jobs reports and things like that?
Well, I would say the unemployment rate nationally rose to 5.9%. You know, we're about to see mass amounts of inflation from the federal, you know, spending spree out of Washington being led by the Democrats. And so, you know, we obviously want the economy to recover. We want the country to be in good shape. We want businesses to return. We want Vegas to be, you know, the center of nightlife in the country. The problem is we have an administration in Washington who's trying to do things they think that are best from Washington, and that's stymieing the recovery. You know, 6% nationally, and as you said, like hovering around 77% in Nevada, is just too high for the American workers. Instead of trusting people to do the right thing, you know, obviously things like unemployment insurance ought to be canceled and to kind of allow, you know, encouraging people to get back to work. That's the way we get the economy growing and moving again, not through government stimulus, not through government spending. We need to get the economic engine of our country running, and that's the private sector and business.
And is government better equipped to tell us how to do business? Today the president was talking about competition and that we need to eliminate monopolies and we need to not just rubber stamp deals where major corporations are buying up other corporations. Do we need to be more competitive? I mean, is that the answer, or is that just kind of a thinly veiled thing of, hey, government control?
You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think the president's having a hard time remembering his own talking points in speech, let alone trying to tell how companies to run their business. Of course, you know, someone who's running their business knows how to run their business best, not someone from Washington. So whether it's they can call it competitive all they want. The only competition they want is a one-sided mandate from Washington. We know better. And we know that doesn't work. And that's why Republicans are fighting up and down the ballot to try to win in November, because we've got to make sure we bring sanity back to Washington.
Believe it or not, we've got primary, we've got all kinds of elections, midterm elections coming up in 22. And I want to ask you, because the Republican National Committee, and I've been an eyewitness to this, is putting millions and millions of dollars into ground game. Can you explain how that, what that looks like when the Republican National Committee essentially spends billions of dollars on all kinds of help in electing Republicans?
Absolutely. I mean, part of our program is to make sure that we have Nevadans helping Nevadans. And so whether it's communications or grassroots, the best way to encourage someone to vote for a Republican is hearing it from a neighbor or a friend or someone that they know in their community. And so we're investing in our infrastructure because we want to identify and activate people across the state of Nevada and across the country who share our Republican principles. Again, we've talked about them a little bit before, but we know they work. We've seen an exodus of people leaving from California, some going to Nevada, some going to Texas and my home state of Tennessee, because they're running away from the dastard policies of the Democrats. And so instead of actually trying to kind of improve the situation, they're making it worse. So what we do is we want to make sure that we invest in the communities, we invest with people on the ground, we identify volunteers and staff and work on what we believe will be the most sophisticated and just wide-reaching ground game that we've ever had in Nevada and across the country. We're doing it now because we know how important it is next year.
And Chris, just so you know, the best ground game in the world can't defeat people that want to cheat when it comes to elections. Can you talk a little bit about what the party is doing nationally and regionally here in Nevada and in the West to make sure that our elections are fair?
Absolutely. I mean, we're filing lawsuits in multiple states when we feel like people are, particularly when Democrats are trying to circumvent the Voting Rights Act or when they're trying to recreate rules in the middle of the game or, just flat out lying like they have in Georgia and other places, saying that common sense election integrity reform is somehow the return of Jim Crow. We know it's not true. In fact, what we found, what's so interesting is, generally speaking, Republican-led states are increasing access to the ballot, not the other way around. We've got the All-Star Game coming up next week on Tuesday. That was supposed to be in Atlanta, but because of all of the uproar from Democrats in Georgia, they moved it to Denver. Well, Colorado has more stringent election requirements than Georgia does. So it's not just kind of battling the legal front, it's battling the lying front that we're hearing and seeing from Democrats on a regular basis. They have no problem telling people flat out falsehoods about what we're doing and how we're protecting the vote. Instead, they cry, kind of the most hyperbolic statements hoping to get attention. Well, people know full well that they're not telling the truth, and that's what we're going to hold them to account.
That's Chris Walker, Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. I had a chance to visit with him earlier in the day. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're sprinting to the finish line today on this Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, this coming out party that we're having, more and more events down on the Strip. The Strip will be all aglow because we got Garth Brooks in town. And tomorrow, gates open at 5 o'clock, and the concert, obviously, later in the evening. My guess is it's going to be a phenomenal night. I'm just guessing. Also, over the weekend, the former president's going to be speaking at CPAC in Dallas. And I'll be interested to see what he says about the president who gave a speech today on competitiveness. And how we're going to rein in companies, and we're going to there're going to be 72 mandates from 12 different agencies of government cracking down on business. That's a little scary. You want to stifle business? Have the government get involved with them. That's all I'm saying. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, on Monday. It's going to be. Something that'll be very, very interesting. I will be fascinated to see how this speech plays with the former president, Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Coach Pete knows that 3 initials should be part of your retirement plan. GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You know what it is. Big 3 is back and the season starts right here in Las Vegas. Watch the best athletes in the world go head to head in the Big 3, baby. Season 4 is right here in Las Vegas. We got the best game, more physical, faster, trash talking. It's going down, man. Come see some of the best players in the world go at it playing the Big 3, man. It's heating up right here in Sin City. For more information, go to big3.com/tickets or OrleansArena.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery at Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. I'm going to give the last word tonight to Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News Channel. He was on with Trace Gallagher last night, and not surprised at the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, banning spectators from the Tokyo Games. I happen to think it's really sad that it comes to this, and that all these parents and fans will not be a part of the Olympics beginning July 23rd. This was Dr. Mark Siegel last night with Trace Gallagher.
The International Olympic Committee chair thinks it's a good idea that they banned all the fans. Do you agree with that, or is this an overreaction?
Well, I saw it coming, Trace. Let me put it to you this way. The key, as Amy just said, is the low vaccination rate, only 15%. Mm-hmm. Note that the athletes have an 80% vaccination rate. Now, here in the United States, we had some sporting events even before we had the rollout of the vaccine, and we did it with a lot of testing. So rapid testing at the venue. So I think they could have done that, but what they're afraid of is the bars in the area, the restaurants in the area. Mm-hmm. They think they're going to see a surge of cases. They're already up to about 1,000 a day in the area, and that's a big increase for them. So yes, it's an overreaction, but I would be more comfortable almost with international fans rather than local, because you could have international fans coming in with antibodies from having gotten over COVID or having had the vaccine. As Amy said, in the United States, it's up close to 50%. There, it's 15%. So right. The chances of having a super spreader event there would be fairly high.
Now, my question is, why wouldn't they delay the Olympics again? They've done it once. They did it in 2020, and they delayed it. What if you delayed it, I don't know, 6 months? The idea that all of these parents and these friends and family that have invested heavily in packages to go see the Olympics.